going to continue this hour by talking about Skijaja, an organization that you know a lot about if you pay attention to the show on a regular basis. Skijaja founded now 10 years ago, giving kids an opportunity to receive funding for clubs and lessons and summer camps and trips and anything that they want to continue their middle school and high school careers. And then in return, they pay it forward by doing a service project that benefits everyone in the community. It's a great organization. Skijajafund.org is the website, S-K-J-A-J-A. And recently, within the last few years, Skijaja clubs have developed at the high schools in Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, including Chapel Hill High School. And for that, we are joined by Molly Zimmerman, who is the president of Chapel Hill High School Skijaja Club, and Amit Parikh, who is a Skijaja recipient himself, also a Skijaja Club officer at Chapel Hill High School. Amit, Molly, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Amit, let me start with you. You got into Skijaja in the first place by being a recipient. What was the project that you were receiving funds for?
So I initially asked Skijaja for funds to fund a trip to FBLA Nationals, which is in California. So it was obviously a pretty expensive trip. So Skijaja helped me out by paying for, I think, the transportation cost, which was pretty huge.
Awesome. So what is FBLA?
It's Future Business Leaders of America. So it was like the national competition.
Awesome. Yeah. So what did you do in California? What was it like?
Well, we enjoyed ourselves a little bit, and also everyone had like individual competitions which they took part in.
What were some of the competitions?
So like I was competing in financial math, so that was just a test, but other people were doing things like graphic design and public speaking, so things like that.
Cool. Where in California was it?
It was in Anaheim.
Nice.
So right next to Disney World.
Had you been out there before? Or?
I'd been to California once, but that was my second time, so
nice.
It was a pretty cool experience.
Did you get to go to Disneyland while you were there? Or
yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, we did. It was
awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Very cool. So that was the project. What was the Pay It Forward project? What did you do?
So for my Pay It Forward project, I went to Sewell School, and on, like, I think Mondays before school started, before my school started, I would help and read with kids there and help them just like learn how to read and
awesome.
Guide them through it. Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
I think I did it for about a semester, so like around 4 or 5 months.
What was that like working with the kids?
It was interesting. They got distracted pretty easily, but yeah, it was a really good experience.
That never changes when you get older either. I'm like, mm-hmm. you get distracted by different, bigger things, right? But the distraction never goes away. So speaking with Amit Parikh, also got Molly Zimmerman here in the studio, Skijaja Club president. Molly, how did you get into the Skijaja Club in the first place?
So I had heard about it a few times, just volunteering a few times with it. And then when I got to freshman year, I started taking part in some Skijaja activities. And then I realized that most of the people were upperclassmen, and I just wanted to make sure that it continued because it was such a great cause.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So how many people are in the Skijaja Club right now, about?
Maybe 50?
Oh, God,
there's
that's a lot.
It's one of the biggest clubs at our school.
That's awesome. So what is, okay, so tell us how the Skijaja Club works. How do you meet? What do you talk about? What do you do?
So we meet about once a month, usually every Thursday. And we kind of have one main thing that we talk about each time. And we usually talk about these things called Skijaja Saturdays, mm-hmm. which are Saturdays that we dedicate to service, like going to the Ronald McDonald House or other things like that. And then we just talk about what our plans are and what our goals are and how we achieve them.
Nice. So, Amit, how did you get into the Skijaja Club after coming out of Skijaja?
Well, actually, after my Pay It Forward project, they invited me to come help at one of the Special Olympic soccer games and
nice.
Helped volunteer there. So I went there and volunteered. And then the next year in 10th grade, I just joined the club and then started going to the meetings and got into it.
Very cool. What year are you in now?
I'm in 11th grade.
I'm in 10th grade.
And you're in 10th grade. Awesome. So the Skijaja Club is good for the next 3 years at
hopefully,
least, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Speaking with Molly Zimmerman and Amit Parikh. So I know the Skijaja Clubs create service opportunities for people who are receiving funds with the Skijaja Saturdays, among other things. What else do you do?
Besides fundraising, we just do regular service projects, like helping out at the Special Olympics or...
Right.
going to the Ronald McDonald House or doing luminaries in Lake Hogan Farms, which are also dedicated to the Ronald McDonald House. So it's a mixture of fundraising, just doing service hours for high schoolers, and then making sure that we integrate the Skajajah recipients into our service projects.
Cool. What's coming up next semester as we get into January and beyond?
We have some projects planned. We always like to do a car wash, so there might be a car wash coming up to fundraise. Visits to the Ronald McDonald House. What else?
Yeah, just like every month there's a Skajajah Saturday where we volunteer, so
cool.
It's pretty consistent.
What are some of the volunteer projects that you do?
I think last summer through Skajajah, we volunteered at I-9 Sports Camp, where we volunteered to help kids in this camp where they just played sports, and then it was a mixture of sports and education.
Cool. Speaking with Molly Zimmerman and Amit Parikh again, Skajajah Clubs is what we're talking about. This conversation sponsored by Skajajah, and you can get more information online at skajajahfund.org. SKJAJAfund.org is the website. Anything else that people need to know about the Skajajah Clubs, the organization, how people can help out, or what you're looking for from people as you continue to do your work in the next year?
I would say that Skajajah is a pretty great cause. If you would think about how we affect the community, we fundraise directly, and then we give it to children in the community, and then they pay it forward by volunteering with us. So it's kind of a full circle effect, so that when we get money, we give it to the kids, and then eventually they hopefully will be in Skajajah, and they will be able to keep going with this whole cycle.
Awesome. Amit, last word?
Pretty much just everything that she said, but I think it's a great cause, and like I've personally seen the effects that it can have on students with like the trips that they can take or the clubs they can take part in, and it can really change their like young lives. Mm-hmm. So
again, SkajajahFund.org is the website, SKJAJAfund.org. Go there and find out more. Amit, Molly, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you
for having
us.